Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. With the division lead on the line, the Packers head to Chicago tomorrow to play their first full game of the season without star pass rusher Micah Parsons. There's been a lot of speculation being tossed around about what Parsons' loss will mean for the rest of the season for the Pack, but when it comes to the players themselves, they are unflappable. Here's what Packers QB Jordan Love had to say leading up to tomorrow's game.
Yeah, no, I definitely know for a fact, you know, we won't be losing any confidence in who we are as a team. But, you know, I think as a leader and for the other leaders, it's just keep pushing that message out there that, you know, we still got everything we want right in front of us. And it starts by handling business this Saturday.
No one will argue that losing Parsons hurts, but many, including Parsons himself, are quick to point out he's not the only talent in Green Bay's defense. As defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley recently put it, just give our defense and our team diversity and watch what happens. We'll find out. Remember, the Packers are playing on Saturday this weekend. Kickoff set for 7:20 tomorrow night. Even though the Packers game is in Chicago, there will be plenty of action around Lambeau Field. And if you plan to be there at all tomorrow, you'll likely run into one, if not both, of these guys. Throwbacks from the days of the old Leatherheads, when the team, for a brief period, was known as the Acme Packers. Acme Packing Company out of Chicago bought out the Indian Packing Company, where Curly Lambeau worked at the time, and originally sponsored the startup semi-pro team, hence the team's name. In truth, Acme only sponsored the team for a handful of games before going bankrupt in the early 1920s. When World War I ended, the government contract to pack meat products to ship to our troops overseas went away, and so did Acme Packing. But the Packers' name stuck, and the Acme Packers' look has become iconic. That's why fans love taking their pictures with a pair of local guys who dress up as Acme Packer players and roam the atrium to the delight of fans who can't resist the photo op, myself included. So the next time you're at Lambeau on game day weekend, keep an eye out for these characters in the historic navy blue and gold uniforms. Actually, a nod to Curly Lambeau's alma mater, Notre Dame. Did you know that? It wasn't until decades later, under Coach Vince Lombardi, that the Green Bay Packers actually got green uniforms, officially. The Globetrotters are dribbling back into Wisconsin just a little bit earlier this year. The Harlem Globetrotters will hit the court at Pfizer Forum in Milwaukee on December 26th, instead of their usual New Year's Eve show. The team is marking its 100th anniversary with two performances that day. The Bucks have a home game New Year's Eve, causing the change. As we head into another Packers-Bears weekend, it's a good time to remember why the love affair between the Packer fans and their team goes both ways. Here's just one example. Nearly 400 civic and charitable groups across Wisconsin got an early Christmas gift from the Green Bay Packers this week. The Packers Foundation awarded $1.5 million in annual grants during a ceremony at Lambeau. 38 of those grants, with a total of nearly $150,000, will go to organizations right here in Brown County. One of those recipients is the Mandolin Foundation, which runs Amanda's House, a sober living program for women in recovery and their children. Executive Director Amanda Jolly says this support from the Packers will basically help them keep their doors open. Amanda's House, like many community support organizations, is having an especially difficult time right now with federal funding drying up and resources stretched thin. Just a few other Brown County groups benefiting from the Packers' impact grants include the National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, Brown County, Community Paws of Wisconsin, Unity Hospice, the Brown County Parks Department, and Our Pack Animal Rescue. Between the grants handed out this week and other miscellaneous grants, the Packers Foundation has handed out more than $3.5 million this year alone. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. One of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kick kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with temperatures in the mid to upper teens by late afternoon. Tonight, temperatures will actually rise through the night. It'll be mostly cloudy. We could catch a few snowflakes late tonight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.fm.